Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the zip code?
45662.
That's 45662, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name?
Miles Ferguson.
Keep bearing with me. I'm looking for that name soon. Can I have the shipping address, please?
2750 South Willow Way, Portsmouth, Ohio.
Okay, I've gone ahead, located an account with information today for the keto and the cleanse. How can I help you?
I ordered a weight loss item in December that I saw advertised on my phone, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was just where they dropped the pill in a small glass of water and they would drink it before they went to bed. It's supposed to help dissolve the fat in your belly, in front of your belly. So I ordered it. It just said free shipping, or no, all I had to pay was shipping. And I got this bottle in the mail a few weeks later, this keto, which wasn't what I had asked for. And I believe the $6 shipping charge was on my December Discover card. And then another bottle showed up in January. No, in February. But there was another charge in January, $92.90. That was the first $92.90 charge. And there was another one in February. And then there was one made this morning on my Discover card, the same amount. I think it was this morning. Discover called me to ask about it. And I never subscribed to this. This isn't even what I asked for. But they said, you're going to have to call and cancel this if this isn't what you want. So that's what I'm doing, is canceling this order.
Okay, sir. So I do apologize. I am looking over the account. You see it was initially a trial period is what you placed that order for the keto and the cleanser. After the initial 14-day trial ended because you didn't call back to cancel, you were going to be billed with a retail price of that trial and placed on the automated billing and shipping, sir, to receive it, sir.
Well, I want to cancel the charge from this morning. Obviously, it hasn't shipped yet, and don't send me any more.
So that's the full retail price of the initial trial, but I'll go ahead and see what more I can do for you. Now, I do want to let you know that all of our products are all natural. They do have a built-up effect in the system, sir. What I can do is I am looking over the account and do see that you are eligible for a 35% discount.
I don't, this isn't what I want. Okay, I tried it and it's not working for me either, so.
I am looking over the account and I do see that you are also eligible for a 50% discount. I can go ahead and place that on the account for you today, sir.
No, I just closed my account out.
Okay, I completely understand, sir. Well, let me go ahead and see what more I can do.
Send me a confirmation. I appreciate it. Can you email me a confirmation on that or text it to me?
I'm looking over the account, sir. Give me one moment.
Okay.
So I am seeing that you are eligible for a 75%. Friends and family discount. Do you have any friends and family that'd be interested in the product, sir?
No.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and just get this closed out. Bear with me.
Project has the road shut down in both directions from State Route 315 to I-71. It should be wrapped up by tomorrow morning. Brewer will be on with us at 4:25 with an update for us. And we are following breaking news in crime progress this morning. It's been a violent weekend that attacked Toronto police busy. Investigators are looking into four different shootings that happened in the area during the past 2 days. Once again, with a deadly shooting that happened overnight.
I'm working on getting this closed out, so bear with me.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience, sir.
He later died at the hospital. Witnesses say he got into an argument with another person before he was shot. This is now the 39th homicide of the year. And police also have new information on the shooting outside Podunk's Bar on East Dublin Granville Road. A 28-year-old man was inside when a fight broke out there. He tried to leave the bar after hearing gunshots. He was shot in his right leg, but is expected to be okay. And we are hearing mixed messages about another homicide investigation. Columbus police were called out to Bolton Avenue.
Bear with me, I'm working on canceling the account out, sir.
Okay.
Caleb Day shot, he later died. Witnesses first told police that day that May may have accidentally shot himself, but investigators believe that may have not been the case. And we're also learning more about the shooting that happened at the Walmart on Morse Road last night. Officers found a 14-year-old boy with multiple gunshot wounds. He's now at Nationwide Children's Hospital in critical condition. Now, people who were inside the store at the time of the shooting say they had no idea what was happening.
Bear with me. I'm working on getting this closed down.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience, sir.
Are looking for two people in a gray-colored Chevy Equinox. Police did say one of the men is 23 years old. In Central Ohio Crime Stoppers Crime of the Week, Columbus police are hoping to solve a homicide case from 2 years ago. This one involves a couple who have been married for nearly 30 years. Sarah and Donald Stadley were found inside their North Midland home in June of 2019. Sharon was found dead in the living room. Donald was found on the bathroom floor with a faint pulse. He later died at the hospital. Investigators say they were both beaten with some sort of hard object. I spoke with a couple's two daughters.
Bear with me, I'm working on getting this closed out, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Good.
Investigators are still looking for a man seen on video at the Lowe's store on Morse Crossing. He would find tools, a flashlight, and a knife, and then soon rush away.
Okay, I've gone ahead and got this closed out. You ready for your cancellation number?
Yes.
See Lake and Charlie. And it's going to be 0 A Lake and Apple 5717 B 5 G Lake and Dog.
IG. BIG, you said? Or BID?
I'm going to start from the beginning. See Lake and Charlie.
Okay. Yeah.
0. A Lake and Apple. 5. 7. F Lake and Frank. B Lake and Boy. 5 D like in dog.
Okay, let me read this back to you. C O A 5 7 F 7 B 5 D.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct, sir.
Pardon?
That is correct, sir, and your account is closed out, sir.
Okay, so this charge this morning has been canceled, right?
Your account's been canceled out, sir. There's not going to be any more charges coming off your account, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.